Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
So today is really special because we have two leaders who are red, and this is going to be fun because I have with me Ambassador Amanda Pruitt and Double Diamond Elizabeth Maxwell, and they're both amazing leaders, but they're red. And this personality, we're going to hear today when we talk to them, it can be hard because they're wired so different than the rest of their team, a lot of their team. So let's get started. Amanda, I'm going to start with you, okay? So what are some things that you have to think about and pay attention to as a red leader, knowing that you are not leading a team that is all red like you? What are some things you have to pay attention to?
So a biggest struggle for me was not everybody is in this to become an ambassador. Not everybody wants to make $30,000 a month. Some people are in this to make an extra $100, an extra $200. And sometimes us reds, we can struggle with people not wanting to work as hard as we work because we are the type of people that when we do something, we do it, go big or go home. And not everybody is like that. And also, it's really important that we understand that not everybody can take being talked to a certain way or not having emotion. And sometimes I find myself, I answer very quickly. I don't use emojis and I don't use exclamation points. And sometimes people can think, oh man, she's so rude or she's so mean. But it's really, it's just that I'm busy and I'm getting things done. And, you know, there's a lot of yellows out there. And so oftentimes I have maybe hurt feelings or whatever. So definitely from the beginning, I have learned to absolutely change the ways in how I talk to people and my approach in my personal life too.
It's good. Awesome. Liz, same question. What are some things you have to think about as a red leader when you lead a team that's not all red like you? They're not wired like you.
The biggest thing for me is realizing people have emotions. That's the hardest thing because I don't deal with emotions. Personally, I just move on, go to the next thing. And that was a big holdup, was that I realized other people can't just move on. They have to work through and process emotions.
How have you done that? Expand on that for me. So somebody has emotions and they come to you. What do you do as a red? Because you don't relate. So what do you do when somebody comes to you with emotions?
I pretend to be you.
And okay, more specific, Liz. I love my red leaders. Okay, more specific.
Okay, so I literally would say, like, I go back to different times you've answered people on the team page, or maybe in person, I've heard you respond to somebody or, you know, work them through a problem. And I'm like, what are words that Kim would say right now? And even though it's not something that I would say, if I hear you saying it in my head, then I can type it out. So if I'm typing, and so I'll type it out. If I'm in person, then I'll like say it, obviously. But I have to think through how would Kim respond to this, because you're a lot better with emotions than I am. Mm-hmm. And then as they reply, I'm like, okay, so now how would Kim respond to this? And that came from asking you before when I very first started. You know, if I didn't know how to respond to something, I would send you a screenshot or I would be like, what do you say next in this situation? And then now I just have your inner voice.
So you still don't feel the feelings. You're just acknowledging that they have them and responding accordingly. Yes?
Yes, correct.
Amanda, is that what you do? You're not feeling the feelings. You're just understanding that this is where they're at and you need to speak in their language.
Yes, and the concept that will help you with this, not just for Reds, but for everybody, is feel, felt, found. And I find I really bring that to the forefront by saying, I have felt that way too, and I have found that this is how I'm going to, whatever the topic is. So understanding that they have feelings, you have felt that way, and you have found that this is how we can get through that problem. So we do struggle with that because we don't get our feelings hurt very easily. So, you know, it's oftentimes we have to just reread something. That's the biggest thing for me too. Reread it before you send it. I always say I speak before I think, but as a leader and in a leadership position, you can't do that. It's not the same as when you are a brand new person and you just want to answer someone quickly. You really have to think that your words have meaning behind them, and people can, how they take them and perceive them might not be the same way that you do.
So both of you have said, you both have said this, okay, that at the beginning is different than now. You have had to learn over the years how to do this. So what has helped you, not even just in the skills, but realize that this is necessary that you do need to adapt? And how have you moved to being a more high-functioning version of your red, where you don't act on your natural tendency, which is just to answer without emojis, to not have feelings involved, and now you do. So how have you moved to that high-functioning side of the red scale?
Well, for me, thankfully, I had my very first distributor, and she's presidential now, is very yellow, and thankfully she loves me, and I made her cry several times, and she was very open with me about how I made her feel, whereas other people, I'm sure, early on, they quit, or they stopped responding to me, or maybe they didn't come to me because they were fearful, so I tend to sign mostly yellows, and I have just had ones in my path that have said, hey, you really weren't very kind when you said that to me. So I've definitely had people in my life that have shown me. Learning the colors has absolutely helped me in my marriage and helped me in my business. And it's just live and learn. You know, there's a lot of things I wish I could go back as a new distributor and change. And I probably would if I'd known the colors, but I didn't. So just fix it. You can fix it tomorrow. And you, yeah. If you, as a red, you're going to have to go back and tell a lot of people you're sorry. And I had to do that along the way because I have a lot of leaders with me that have been with me for a long time. And so I've had to go back and say, you know what? I didn't know I was red then. I do now. I know you're yellow and I probably said something that made you cry and I'm sorry. So reds really have to make that effort because we don't like to admit we're wrong ever. And we don't like to say sorry. So we have to dig deep.
Yeah. Liz, same question.
Well, yeah, we don't like to say sorry. I'm just going to pick up. So I just do a lot of personal development. Yeah. So that I can not have to go back and apologize. And the personality colors were already out when I started. So, although I did not know I was red for a year, so I'll just put that out there. I was confused on that part. But a lot of self-development and, you know, listening to podcasts, reading books, even though I rebelled against it. Lots of, like, Christian music and all that. So that way I become the better version of me so that hopefully I don't have to make mistakes to apologize. Yes. That's my goal.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. This has been so helpful. I think any red leader, especially the up-and-coming, the new leaders who are going to listen to this, who maybe have just realized they're red and realized that maybe they have some things to work on, they can learn from you guys and learn from your mistakes and be more self-aware and get there faster, you know, so that's our goal. So thank you so much for being on this, guys. You did awesome.
Thank you.
Yay.
And we'll see you guys on our next podcast when, let's see, our last color is green. So we'll be going over how to lead as a green. So we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.